This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones. As Americans turn the corner towards the final presidential debate on Wednesday, the election circus has devolved into personal attacks and character assassination rather than any real focus on the issues plaguing the United States.
The media outlets did not even attempt to confirm the most basic facts, because even a simple investigation would have shown that these were nothing more than false smears.
Facing an avalanche of new accusations from women who are coming forward to claim he kissed and fondled them. Six women are going public today with stories that echo what Trump himself said in that notorious hot mic video.
He called this woman Miss Piggy. Her name is Alicia Machado.
Trump spoke out about those claims on Fox News.
And she was the worst we ever had. The worst, the absolute worst. And, you know, she gained a massive amount of weight. And it was a real problem.
Regardless of the fact that Obama's unconstitutional open border policy is quietly responsible for killing as many as 7,500 Americans every year, 20 on average per day, due to the hordes of illegal drivers flooding the roads, while Obama creates a pilot program to have Americans pay for Syrian refugees to come to the United States and move into our homes. Regardless of the fact that food stamp participation has increased by 78% over the past 10 years, regardless of the fact that Obama and Hillary's new Cold War rhetoric, amplified by a suicidal mainstream media, has obliterated any shred of integrity 6% of Americans still think cable-fed propaganda media has, after polls revealed America is almost completely done with the mainstream media. Mainstream media's stranglehold of propaganda desperation and damage was palpable on the campaign trail, as if its demise was what truly concerns Americans, but obviously has panicked the ruling elite.
He doesn't have the temperament, he doesn't have the knowledge, he doesn't seem to have the interest in acquiring the knowledge or the basic honesty that a president needs to have. And that was true before we heard him talking about how he treats women.
This is not something that we can ignore. It's not something we can just sweep under the rug as just another disturbing footnote in a sad election season.
By the way, Lindbeck supporting.
Because this was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter.
This was turning.
This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly.
She's so sad.
About sexually predatory behavior.
She cares so much.
And actually bragging about kissing and groping
and
women, using language
like
so
ISIS
obscene
does?
That many of us were worried about
supports?
Our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
Oh, she cares so
you
much.
You know, she made a powerful speech. They said it was the greatest speech of the decade, I think.
Speaking to everyone out there who respects women and saying, put your politics aside for a second and be able to
these
call something that's indefensible, indefensible.
And that's about women being well, killed and enslaved.
Online news is the future, and Washington, D.C. knows it. 6 in 10 Americans are getting their news from social media alone, while 1 in 5 households has dropped cable's buffet of news propaganda to research digital options and think for themselves. Mainstream media, with its hubris as shallow and obvious as the corporate government criminals it represents, appears to be breathing its last gasp. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Absolutely, and here is the bottom line. Even if Trump doesn't get elected, which I think he will, they may try to steal it. Resistance is victory. We're exposing their whole criminal operation. This is really a referendum on mainstream media, and they've totally shown their hand and destroyed themselves, and the ratings show that. They're over.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now only 19 days out from the midterm election. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have another jam-packed, incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. Watching Fox, watching CNN, watching MSNBC now is almost like watching the same channels. The way they spin and deceive is simply incredible. I watched two different Fox shows this morning while I was working out. And they all agreed there's really no election fraud going on, and it's very rare, and there's very little voter fraud, and Donald Trump really shouldn't be talking about this. After President Obama came out and attacked him yesterday while speaking with the Italian president from the Rose Garden. And I'm sitting there thinking, what planet are we on? Because we've got Scott Fogel, the national coordinator under Robert Kramer, who goes to the White House 200-plus times in the last few years and is running the national program funded by Soros and MoveOn and others, to go around and have people illegally vote. I mean, they're on video saying, and having them bust around to polling station after polling station in battleground states, from Pennsylvania to Ohio to Florida to New York, who they see as a battleground, because they know how well Trump's really doing, cussing and bragging and acting like people right out of a Cops and Robbers movie. And, of course, this morning it was 200-plus times. Now the actual number has been confirmed 340 times. They have to dig through the records. Breitbart's done that. So we've got the White House. We've got the White House knee-deep in all of this publicly. And you've got the head of the New York Election Commission, a Democrat, saying the candidates bust their people around, the Democrats running or stealing elections, and he thinks it's wrong, but there's nothing he can do about it. Then we have Scott Fogel, the underling of Mr. Cramer, Robert Cramer, on video saying that they are stealing elections, and the best part is, he goes, there's nothing they can do about it. We don't even care if reporters catch the fraud because the media is not going to pick it up, and there's nothing they can do, and nobody's going to prosecute us. Folks, Democrats are so criminal in this country now that in California, Illinois, and six or seven other states in the last year, they tried and in some cases passed laws that were then not implemented because they were so illegal at the federal level to allow illegal aliens to vote. It actually says you can land on a plane, and if it's on election day, you can vote. You can come in on a visa or come in illegally. You're not a citizen. You can vote. Anybody could just Google that. Democrats introduce legislation to allow undocumented to work will be the headline. Or Illinois House passes unanimously a bill to allow migrants to vote. I mean, this is crazy. Because then they get up on TV and Obama says, that, what's the exact quote? I have the clip here. To Trump, stop whining about a rigged election. Now, remember, about 3 months ago, I come out and I say they're going to try to steal the election. They tried to steal it from Trump. He stood up and said no. They did steal it from Bernie Sanders. That's been certified by Stanford University and others. But you can just look on record that they had superdelegates in 11 states circumvent the actual popular vote. So he won big time. And so if they've already stole it, and if Hillary's already been caught engaged in so much crime, and as the former high-level Secret Service agent said 2 days ago on air, Hillary already stole the nomination. So she's already stolen the election. She will go for broke. So we live in a country where we have HD video of the head of New York elections saying it's total fraud, they're stealing elections, it's horrible, I wish we could stop it. But the Democrats won't stop it, and he's a Democrat. But he obviously is not a bad person. And then you've got the number one organization for organizing voting in the Democratic Party since Acorn got sunk by James O'Keefe, the mighty James O'Keefe. And no one is covering it. That's why I was really watching Fox News this morning, because there was almost no mention of it. And then they had Juan Williams on with Himmer. And Juan Williams was on there, and he was like, oh, it's no big deal. That James O'Keefe thing's nothing. That's nothing. So I tune over to CNN, and we've actually got a similar clip. I guess that's the talking point, but it's a different show than what I saw. And they're like, James O'Keefe, we're not talking about that to the guest. That man's a criminal. And the other host goes, yeah, a criminal. He's a convicted criminal. They didn't tell you it was for basically trespassing in a congresswoman's office. Oh, my God, he walked into the office and said, hi, I'm here to fix the telephones. Because they turned the telephones off for days. Remember that? Because they didn't want to take calls, so he walked in to show they're a bunch of liars. That's what a journalist does. They turned that around that he was trespassing. Actually, oh, my gosh.
Alex, you know, trespassing, again, you're being pretty modest there, but it was actually a less degree of a crime than that. It was entering a government building on false pretenses.
Sure, I was going from memory, but that's how the media spun it. So, exactly. He went in a public building as an investigative journalist. I didn't know there was a law entering a building on false pretenses. I think they mean then that triggers a trespassing charge.
Oh, they had to really try and find something to hit him with, because what he was doing was actually legal by pretty much every stretch of the imagination.
The guy is an absolute American hero.
Into the phone system.
He is an absolute American hero. He is the model of journalism. What he does should be taught in every journalism school in the world. Instead, a bunch of false journalists, political frauds, get up on Fox and CNN and everywhere and call him a criminal, and then don't even tell their viewers what he's supposedly a criminal for. This is like saying he has a frickin' speeding ticket. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, he entered the building on false pretenses, and like you said, it was Mary Landrieu's office, and she was hiding from many of her constituents, saying she was claiming that her phone system didn't work. And so his whole gist there was he entered with a hard hat and kind of like a construction vest, and his intent was to go in and basically say, hey, I'm here to fix the broken phones, trying to catch someone, one of her staffers, saying there is no problem with the phones. And at that point, he would have, you know, busted her out. But what happened was one of his partners in the video sting went into it, and he was a little green and didn't use the right language. It seemed suspicious.
Sure.
And then he was actually able to make an escape, but then was...
Sure. I mean, I covered it a few years ago. It was like 3 or 4 years ago back when it happened. And by the way, I love it, Matt, when you pop in on the show, but we are TV. If you guys are going to pop in, you've got to aim a camera at you, so we're not just looking at me while you're talking. But you're making some really, really great points there to remind people, and that's why I raised it. It's the way they deceive their viewers. Oh, don't listen to James O'Keefe. He's a criminal. He's a convicted criminal. No, he's an investigative journalist that snuck in there to show a lie. You know, I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've snuck into other facilities to expose things. You're supposed to get a medal for that when you expose corruption, not get charged. And they tried to charge you with felonies, wiretapping and stuff, but that fell through. But that's an absolutely great point, Matt. In fact, we're going to get to some of these clips here in a moment. Feel free to pop back in with those whenever you'd like. But any other points?
No. You got it.
What I'm getting at is it's so frustrating to see this level of deception and to see somebody who has produced more game-changing, on-the-ground investigative reports than anybody in history I know of. The famous gumshoes, the famous Mickey Spillanes, you know, the famous folks that, you know, brought down corrupt mayors and corrupt mafia organizations are nothing compared to this guy. His laundry list of devastation against tyrants is beautiful. I mean, we probably wouldn't even be in the game right now if it wasn't for people like James O'Keefe and Matt Drudge, and quite frankly, myself. And I don't say that so I get credit either, but this operation, our crew, the audience, that is InfoWars. But when you talk about a one-man wrecking crew with his organization he has now, but if it wasn't for his push, we would be in even worse trouble. And he just brings out bombshell after bombshell, and to see the mainstream media unified, despite the fact that his reports now have tens of millions of views the last 2 days, and there's no coverage unless somebody mentions it as a guest, and they shut them down, they go, well, there's no evidence of election fraud, Trump's crazy, and we don't talk about O'Keefe, he's a criminal who selectively edits. No, he doesn't. That's why he puts out, you know, they manipulate him into putting out 16-minute, 20-minute, 30-minute, hour-long videos unedited, which aren't as powerful. He needs to put out really short ones that show what the bad stuff is, and then say, here's the full thing if you want to see it. But they kind of manipulate him. I'm going to skip this break because I've talked to him on and off air, into then putting the whole thing out like Planned Parenthood did. The folks that exposed that. Oh, you're saying we selectively edit? Here's 3 hours. Totally unedited. You got to edit it when you're undercover and you got 5, 6, 7 hours of stuff. If the jury wants to see the full video, they can go at night and sit in the jury box and watch the full 10 hours. You don't have time in a trial. This is a public trial. We're going to show you the clips. The jury decides if they look edited, okay? And it's not edited. It's for brevity, the clips of the meat and potatoes. Speaking of the devil, we're going to play some of those. I don't have time to fill the entire four-hour show with this, but we're going to play some pretty juicy clips, boil downs of what's happening. But look, we've got governors and legislators and investigators coming out saying fraud all over the country. We have got massive ballot box stuffing and early voting in Florida and New York. That's coming out. We have got just incredible stuff happening. And again, we have Obama saying they're federalizing the elections to stop the Russians. That's the crazy conspiracy theory. We know about the Democratic Party and their election fraud using voter fraud at the grassroots. They are famous for it. World famous. So again, this is just like saying it's ridiculous. Obamacare is free and you can keep your doctor and there's no penalty. It's a lie. It's a right-wing conspiracy theory. I can't do a good Obama accent, but I'm quoting Obama right now. Listen, it's a right-wing conspiracy theory, all right? They don't want you to get a better deal. This is it. Don't believe them. You like your doctor, you can keep it. It's going to be free for most of you. Going to reduce it for others down to the price of a phone bill or cable bill, all right? Don't listen to these people. There's no penalties. Joe Biden. Barack Obama isn't coming after your guts. Not your rifle, your shotgun, your handgun, your semi-auto, none of it. Let me tell you, he comes after my Beretta, it's semi-auto, he's going to have a problem. That's a quote, Joe Biden. Did they come after your guns? You damn well better know they did. And the new WikiLeaks show they're coming with executive orders. So what we're facing is a wall of lies. And I know you know this, but we've got to get the word out to people that are still in the bubble that only watch mainstream TV and explain to them, you're a buffoon. You got conned by Obamacare. You got conned by NAFTA and GATT and all this other stuff that he's against. He wants term limits. He wants bans on lobbying. I mean, they are freaking out. No wonder the political power structure is scared. Because their whole system is in trouble as he prepares to try to drain the swamp. Here's another one. Election expert. This is Fox News. We now have 4 million ineligible and dead voters on American voter rolls. That's admitted. It's 4 million. More than 4 million. And they are voting, voting, voting. They have people voting up to 10 times a day. In early voting right now, ladies and gentlemen, around the country. They've got them getting ready to vote more than 10 times apiece in battleground states. This is unbelievable. And you know why they're so scared? And they have Obama out there saying, how dare you say that Trump's going to have people outside the polls looking for people voting more than once? How dare you? That's voter intimidation. Oh, but there's no election fraud, but if we go try to watch, we're trying to intimidate people. You know what's going to happen in battleground states? Folks are going to go vote. They're going to sit in their car. They're going to see buses pull up, or they're going to see vans pull up, or they're going to see cars pull up with a bunch of people getting out of them. Black, white, you name it, Hispanic, but generally poor, a lot of times drunk. They admittedly give them alcohol, pay them, you name it. And then you follow them to the next polling place, you go with a hidden camera, you got them. You got them. Now be careful about election laws, because they'll commit crimes and do this right in front of you and then try to charge you with disrupting an election or whatever, but look, we're going to bring these tyrants down, and they're scared because they know that Trump's organizing it. We're helping people organize it. You're taking action. Just, folks, you go to a popular polling place in a battleground state, you're going to see election fraud. It's very hard to catch them in the absentee stuff. That's where they really load it. They front load it. But the big cheating is this is a landslide for Trump, 10, 15 points ahead. Newt Gingrich said that 2 days ago. He's absolutely right. That's what I've been telling you. Internal polls, that's why he knows it's rigged, because Trump's doing real internal polling. And he knows that he's 5 to 15 points, depending where he's at, ahead of Hillary, and then he sees the news saying he's behind, or he's in a dead heat with her. There's fraud going on, ladies and gentlemen, and you know that. So, we have to get the word out on those subjects. Now, I should have got to this yesterday. I mentioned it. We posted on InfoWars. We wrote stories about it, actually. On Monday, when it first started breaking, O'Keefe sent us the big data dump like he did Drudge and everybody else at the same time. We reported on it Monday. We covered it Tuesday. Our reporters covered it, but I haven't gotten into this enough because, quite frankly, I thought that this would actually break through and get on mainstream networks. It hasn't. And O'Keefe's written articles that are on InfoWars.com dealing with the fact that there is a total news blockade on this information. So we need to go to InfoWars.com and other sites and get these videos and get them out to everybody, because the October surprise, why is the media ignoring the James O'Keefe video that shows Hillary Clinton supporters inciting violence at Donald Trump rallies? The Inquisitor says claiming. It doesn't claim it. We have the WikiLeaks. We have the police telling us. We have it on video that they go and start it in Bird Dog and hit people first. And then we have the organizers from Chicago nationally admitting it. And guess what? Matt Dubiel, that manages one of the big stations we're on in Chicago, I said this, we're on two stations in Chicago. He's been carrying us about 5 years. He's come here and visited with us. I know his family. He knows this guy. And he was on during March confirming as a journalist, as the news director, also the manager at the station, that he was there and shot video that went viral, millions of views, that showed them starting the fights when the media was announcing that the Trump people supported it. So we had the ground video, the Chicago police through our sources, our other sources in the Democratic Party through Roger Stone, the WikiLeaks emails again, and now James O'Keefe video of the national director for the number one organization for quote, getting out the vote for the Democrats, caught saying, we're going to steal the election like we always do, and cussing a bunch, and also saying, we're busing folks in, and also saying we sent people out to Bird Dog and incite violence. We have them in the entire chain of command, from Soros right through Hillary and Obama, right down to their field captains. We have the entire open and shut case. A jury would deliberate an hour before convicting them of organized crime and racketeering. And by the way, organized crime racketeering is when you organize with powerful institutions and groups to suppress people's voting, people's right to work, people's right to travel. That is what racketeering laws were put in place for, to stop organized crime, the bullying tactics of thugs and scum. And now we have them trying to threaten the FBI, but also offer them bribes to say that Hillary didn't have classified info and lie about it. And now we have them saying, don't worry, Hillary, you're not going to get in trouble. The shadow government's in control of the media and handling it. It's all there. But, oh, my gosh, there's all these women crying crocodile tears all over every channel going, he talked about grabbing a girl at once she threw himself on her. And, you know, I started thinking back to just when I'm hanging out with friends, and I'm not really a potty mouth type guy, but just being around other men, most men, it's just like some stupid junior high thing they do, where you start making jokes and saying really silly, stupid stuff. A lot of it's just silly. Now I'm catching myself going, did I just say that while me and the guys are riding around in a field, you know, hunting deer? I mean, did I just hear myself say that? I'm like, wow. You really don't think about the kind of stuff you say. The type of really, you know, stupid humor, weird humor, nasty humor. And that's why I never claim to be some perfect saint, because even though I love God, try to be a good person, and by most standards I'm a very upright person and don't cheat and don't steal and care about things and a hardworking, a good father. You know, you get around a bunch of boys, get around the guys. I mean, let's not lie. You start saying some really, you know, uncool stuff. And, okay, Trump's got a problem. But compared to organized crime and funding radical Islam to literally enslave women by the millions and hundreds of thousands of dead Christians and little girls in sex slavery, and Hillary's in there directing it and pushing it because she hates Christians, and the abortion and the babies and the keeping them alive and all the horrors and the evil and the brainwashing our kids in schools and just everything they're doing. And then you watch these women with all this vitriol. How dare him talk about women, how he wants them. Meanwhile, it's the same women when rape accusers and people settle cases with them, Clinton does, the very same show, the very same women go, these are nothing but tramps. I mean, they are just so committed to deception. So when we come back, the 12th WikiLeaks data dump, the latest economic news, and so much more. But I'm going to play some excerpts of the James O'Keefe bombshells that they don't want you to see. By the way, the London Independent's reporting that we finally know what Hillary Clinton knew all along. U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are funding ISIS. Yeah, she's the one that gave them the weapons. The emails go further than that. She's the founder of ISIS with Obama, Donald Trump's right again.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I hate to say, see, I told you so every 5 minutes, but I just want new listeners to understand that we don't normally have the time to go back and actually grab the clip from the time that we make predictions and lay things out. But back in March, when they really turned up the heat, started attacking every Trump rally viciously, remember that? March, April, May, June, July. Matt, who's just incredible back there, was just remembered the interview and remembered the date where we laid it all out in our sources. We had the Chicago news station director on, and we told you exactly who's behind it, George Soros, the organizations, the groups, by name, what they were doing, why they were doing it, to blame Bernie Sanders and Trump. Taking out both Hillary's enemies. Now we have the WikiLeaks emails. We have the Hillary Soros-controlled group, the head of the group, and then the national director both admitting the criminal operation. And saying it doesn't matter. We control the media and we control the police. Now, you talk about organized crime. We have them saying we're above the law. That's in the new tape today. And O'Keefe says he's got stuff coming out every day now until the end of the election. So much of it. Some of the things he told me months ago about are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's really why I catch myself out of breath now and really upset by the end of the show, because I don't get to so much of this. I don't know how Drudge does it. I just got chills really bad. And I keep saying that because it's just like my whole body is like in horror mode, like you're cops and you pick up the floorboard in this cabin and there's 10 dead kids, you know? You're like, want to do something. And imagine if you knew the person that killed the kids was about to be president. You would be sick at your stomach. Well, that's how I am all the time. I was working at 10 o'clock last night, and I'm not saying thank me for that. I can't stop. I mean, this is real, folks. We're not just putting rhetoric out here. I am so ashamed of my country and the mainstream media that they would unify, lie like this, and do things like this. I know there's evil people at the top of the government, but man, the general public and the media, a large contingent of them, are just bad people. They have no morals. I want to ask the Democrats something. Is there any line you won't cross? Is there anything you won't do? Is there anything Hillary could do that you would say is too far? Anything. Because here's the deal. This is so biblical. This is judgment. God is showing us, and the Bible says this will happen before total judgment, before a nation goes into bondage. And historically this happens, whether you believe in God or not. This is a historical cycle. History does repeat. It does rhyme, as they say. And all this evil is coming out so much. And what's crazy is I cannot believe how accurately we understand the enemy, because I'm reading these WikiLeaks, and it just confirms everything we said exactly like we said it. And I'm quite frankly saying, how are we this good? And then I got to pull back and go, you're not that good. These people are formulaic. They run criminal formulaic operations. You study them all day. And it's very, very simple. What's scary is they've got the mainstream media and the government and the prosecutors almost completely behind them. And so they know that. And then you see them on tape going, nothing can stop us now. And then you know what comes next. It hits you like a ton of bricks. Oh, my God. It started the paradigm in history, the downward spiral. They always bring themselves down because they think they're totally invincible. And so they start doing crazier and crazier and crazier stuff until they destroy themselves and us with them. In criminology, almost every serial killer does this, but other criminals as well. Because a lot of criminals do it for the fun of being evil and hurting people. They don't do it just because they want to feed their starving kids. That's doing what you got to do. My kids are starving to death. I can't get them food. I'm breaking in a grocery store. I'll be quite frank with you. If there's no other way to get the food, I'll go bang on doors and beg first, you know, chop firewood or whatever. But I'm just saying, my kids are just starving to death. Yeah, I'll engage in some criminal activity. But barring that, not going to happen. I feel bad when I'm on somebody's property, pick up a rock I really like, and I'll ask him. One time I was on like a 12,000-acre ranch. I said, can I have this rock? And the guy just laughed. He said, Alex, you're something else. I've known you since high school, and I could give you $1 million and come back in 10 years, and it'd all be there, and you'd give it back. And he went on to say, and by the way, there are not a lot of people like that. And I'm not up here saying I'm some goody-two-shoes. I just do not understand the fall and the rot of society. I just do not understand it. Because all these disconnected people that have never had to live in the real world, they just think cheating and lying and stealing is cute and funny. That's what happens at these Gruber events when he's on C-SPAN with a bunch of other professors. And he goes, and you know, I'm here to teach the undergrads how to lie and how to cheat and, you know, how to be successful. And they're all hanging on his every word. And so what's happened is a lot of people discovered the New World Order and corporatism and the world government. And they decided to join with it. I'll never forget, I went to a big conference, Smart Growth Conference, in 1998. Michael Dell was there, interviewed him, a bunch of other people. They had all these big former Dallas Cowboys and people, famous ones I grew up watching that were part of it. And they had all the big banks, and they had like 5,000 people there, and it was a big UN-sanctioned deal. And I'd go up to them, and I'd say, you know, in these documents, you admit you're taking people's private property and then building on it later, and this is really just like a form of land grab. I'll never forget, I didn't have the camera running, and this famous Dallas Cowboy goes, of course that's what it is, you dumb son of a bitch. Get the hell out of my way. Big white guy. He was just, yeah, he's a big realtor up in Dallas. He just pushed past me. He's just like, of course, yeah. It's just the fact that I was like, you know, 20-something-year-old investigative reporter. I'm like, this is really wrong. They're taking ranchers' farms outside town and not even paying them for it, and then they build on it. Well, of course we are. Get out of my way. And you know, Michael Dell would just sit there laughing at me when I'd talk to him. He was just like sort of laughing, like, see, they all knew. It was like, of course, kid. So it wasn't that I was ever even that smart. I just didn't join with them like everybody else does. Almost everybody else who's smart decides to be evil. That's the big revelation that's been hitting me stronger and stronger. Because I've never thought I was that smart. I have. I'm naive, actually. And you know what? The public kind of likes getting screwed. That's what the elites always tell me. They go, Alex, they don't want to not be screwed. They'll screw each other. They'll screw you. Might as well screw them. Take care of your family. You know what? I'm not doing that. But that's the moment we've come to, is that I went and investigated family ranches and things that went back over 100 years where they were ranching and everything, and they were just taking their ranches all over outside Austin. And today they got big mansions built on them. And they took them and said it was going to be for the earth and the Golden Gate Warbler. It was all a lie. And, of course, they knew that. And it was a big organized crime feeding frenzy of everyone running around wanting to get rich. There were no liberals at that meeting. Their liberal outfits were their camouflage. The minute, just like Hillary Clinton, the minute you'd actually talk to them and there wasn't a camera on, they'd go, of course that's what it is. And just laugh at me. And that's why Hillary has her public side and then she has her private side. In public, she's like, oh, I love black people. In private, she's like, tell that stupid N-word to get me a piece of cheesecake right now. Tell that dumb N-word. And her supporters know that. They like that, too. That's how most of them are, at the minion and even controller level. They're preying on people, and they want you poor, and they want you stupid, and they want you broke, and they want you unhealthy. I'm just coming to grips with the fact that they're not becoming more evil now. They're being forced to reveal who they always were in the media. They don't let you into it now unless you're a soulless, evil piece of filth. And the good news is their whole system's falling. The bad news is that's going to induce them to support the end of the free press, because the only place they can exist is in a controlled medium where they're not allowed to have competition. And that's what they say themselves. So they're coming for us this year and next year. And get ready, because history's happening. No matter what happens with Donald Trump, he's only a manifestation of that. And I'm not a lesser of two evils guy, but let me tell you something. Shooting your mouth off to your biographer 20 years ago about a nice piece of tail, shooting your mouth off about women throwing themselves at you when you're basically a movie star, when they have a double standard and all this other horrible stuff Hollywood does, including sexualizing children, that's all supposedly okay. But then when Trump, who's never claimed to be a perfect, you know, snow-driven lily, does some stuff years ago, and they turn it into the biggest issue in the world, it's all a giant fraud. And you know what? I'm not even going to listen to the next stuff they got coming out, and you know they do. Because it's all a joke. It's all the devil, the literal devil, telling me, the beast system, telling me about somebody they hate, because he's against them, about some of the little sins he's committed, which he has repented for publicly, which they've never apologized for. The raping of women and the settling of the cases and all the evil. I don't want to hear it. And I don't want to hear the usual suspect, fake Republican, fake Christianoid, you know, garbage that, you know, that go to Bohemian Grove and have gay orgies. I don't want to hear from you about how he's immoral, having high school talk about women. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your moralizing from the pulpit with these government-run churches. You can't vote for Trump. You know, and the whole Glenn Beck thing. Glenn knows what they've got on Trump. He knows what's coming out. He thinks he's bet on the right horse. The establishment. We're going to play the James O'Keefe clips here, but first off, we need to fund this operation. We've got free shipping running tonight through tomorrow, and that's it for the final showdown debate. We're going to be covering live straight through. We're not going to stop live coverage now from 11 a.m. That's 12 noon Eastern, right through to past midnight tonight. Central live feed, 13 hours of coverage, starts at 11 a.m. Central. It's already started. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/app. Send that link out to your Facebook, your Twitter, YouTube. Tell everybody you know about Infowars.com/show. So that people can watch our live analysis and the live feed of the debate. And, of course, our post-debate analysis. But he needs to come out swinging in a big, big way. But we have this week's main debate mega special. Get BrainForce for a massive 25% off and get free shipping. These mega specials help fund the operation, the fight against the globalists. You can see that. The president attacking us, Hillary, the UN. I mean, we know what we're doing. And you get the highest quality products out there for the lowest prices. BrainForce already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com, along with all of the research and other information. Even the crew here at InfoWars can't stop talking about BrainForce and how it helps them double up their efforts. Secure your BrainForce at 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. It helps support the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. And you can go read the five-star reviews there on the site from third-party sites. Living Defense is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been sold out for a couple months. It's harmful organism cleanser. You've heard the callers calling about it. It's amazing. Secure your bottle and start eliminating toxic organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Just read some of the reviews again at InfoWarsLife.com and see what Living Defense is doing for others. Stock up and start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The reason that happens is it's got a whole bunch of ingredients. To source them all organic, then have them all pass California standards upon testing is the reason. This is a very complex formula. It's got a lot of herbs and known compounds to flush out the body in a healthy, clean, easy way. True game changer. So free shipping as well for the Mega Debate Special. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals subsection to get your supplements. X2's changed my life. Super Male Vitality's changed my life. Living Defense has changed my life. It's all amazing. Check it out today. And the Hillary for Prison shirt is at cost, $9.95. Kind of redundant, though. It is at cost for $9.95 when shipping is being applied, but I guess now it's not at cost. I'm so truthful, I just got to even catch something on air. Since we did another special that overlaps another special, and it's very affordable, put it to you that way. $9.95, those are going to sell out. We also have the Don't Tread on Me. Okay. The limited edition Don't Tread on Me, lock her up at InfoWarsStore.com. And please support our local affiliates as well. Now, before I go any further here, I want to start getting into this James O'Keefe. Because it's so critical that everybody understand that the White House is saying there's no election fraud, it doesn't exist, it's not happening, but then mainstream media will not air the video he has with the national director of the main organization that has met 300-plus times now, it was 200, the number's growing, we've learned, as the records are being examined via FOIA by Breitbart, 340 times at the White House, and he's got his top minion on video saying, we do whatever, you know, whatever we want. We do this all the effing time, busing in people to vote over and over again. Doesn't matter if journalists catch us because the media won't cover it. I mean, you are seeing all of this, and it's in the WikiLeaks. New bombshell video just released by James O'Keefe on massive voter fraud. And it's all up on drudgereport.com. It's all up on Infowars.com. Get them out today. to everybody. This is so important. This is about the integrity of our republic. Let's go to part one. Here it is.
It doesn't matter what the freaking legal and ethics people say. We need to win this motherfucker.
Hillary, like, is aware of all the work that you guys do, I hope.
The campaign is fully in.
And then they tell Hillary, like, what's going on.
Well, I mean, Hillary knows who chain of command.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting we wait around. We need to start this right away.
Okay.
On every one of these fronts.
Okay.
Well, I call this conflict engagement.
That's your version of re-enfranchisement.
Conflict engagement in the lines at Trump rallies.
No.
We're starting anarchy here.
This is part one of our undercover investigation into the dark, backroom dealings of the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. The culmination of a year-long investigation infiltrating the machine from the bottom all the way to the White House. There are concerns this election will be rigged. What you're about to see will make you uncomfortable and angry. It's graphic, uncensored, and disturbing. Our attorneys say there is strong evidence of criminality, and this is just part one.
A lot of free union guys, they'll do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You want. And they're rock and roll.
So I'm basically deputy graphic response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground. Nobody's really supposed to know about me.
No, I'm saying, we have mentally ill people who we pay to do shit. Make no mistake.
It's going to be Cesar Vargas.
I got a priest to cry on camera once.
So, Bob is really good friends with them, and talked to them this afternoon, and they're all in. If we can get $25,000, they're all in.
There is a narrative that supporters at Trump rallies are violent and dangerous, looking to beat up protesters who don't agree with them. But our undercover investigation into the Hillary Clinton Democratic Party machine reveals a very different story.
If you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, you will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we
know. So that's part of the process of eliciting the reaction.
The whole point of it is we know that Trump's people will freak the f*** out. His security team will freak out and his supporters will lose their s***.
This is Scott Fogel. He's the National Field Director for Americans United for Change. He used to work for People for the American Way, an organization funded by George Soros. He also has his own company called the Fogel Group. He is one of the dark operatives for the Clinton campaign.
And it goes on and on and on. And if you're a radio listener, the arrogance in this guy's eyes, the feeling of we're in charge, we're the boss. It's like a spirit. They all have this crazed, hateful, sniveling wimpiness that they then want to puff up and then again run our lives, tell us how to speak, tell us how to live. And they're always nastily, you know, giggling and simpering and like criminals out of a cartoon. But when you study criminology, that's really how these people act. And I don't care who they are or what they're doing. I mean, O'Keefe can walk into Acorn after Acorn facility and go, I've got child sex slaves. They go, fantastic. We're ready to run the op right now. All right, I'm bringing these sex slaves in. And we want to just pay the taxes and give the Democratic Party money. We'll help you run the op. Yes, sir. And I read the op-eds. There was one at CNN this morning about, thank God America is not about to be white anymore, and whiteness is evil, and we got to watch them. But, you know, now it's okay to stand for the flag because now America's brown. I mean, it's getting weird, folks. I mean, this is freakazoid. Now, here is Matt Dubiel, who is the station manager and news director, one of our great affiliates. That's been carrying us, I think, for 5-6 years in Chicago. And he was one of the people that had, like, I think it was like 7, 8, 9 million last time I checked, cell phone video that he got. And he also had some other higher def stuff that his wife got. They're down there at the famous Chicago one that the media blamed on Trump. And he saw it, and it was all their people attacking. If it wasn't for his footage getting out and a few others, it would have sold that it was actually Trump people that did it. But we knew day one, and then from our sources discovered who was behind it. It turns out we were dead on as usual. That's why they hate our guts, folks. We know we're on them. And our investigators, O'Keefe's investigators, linking up with Drudge and others is an unstoppable team, folks. Let's play the next clip.
This is what they're not really talking about at that event. It was a peaceful event until the moment when they announced that it was canceled or postponed for safety concerns. And then you saw all the people that were in the crowd that were virtually sleeper cells. And I don't want to use that term because I know that they were.
No, that's what it is. They're hired by George Soros. He's taking credit. Hillary, and they're blaming Sanders. It's incredible. They paid him to do it. They're under orders. They're mercenaries. And they go in and they do this. And as soon as they knew that happened, okay, now we're not going to disrupt Trump. Now we're going to activate because our threats work to shut it down. And now we're going to cause a melee so they can run headlines saying the most dangerous place to be in the world is a Trump rally for a chilling effect. That's Matt Dubiel, station manager at AM 1530 WCKG. Again, AM 1530 WCKG. I'm never really good about plugging our affiliates and appreciating them properly. I apologize to all of them. They're all such great people, such patriots. I'm just so busy battling the New World Order and trying to keep track of what's happening there that I never really service our affiliates properly. But I'm going to try to hire some people here in the next few months to actually start trying to do that with the affiliate relations. So we're just very thankful, but know that I'm in the middle of a battle, just like you're in the middle of a battle. So you're very much appreciated. So are the listeners. So many listeners send emails and don't get responses. Because we don't really do auto responses, and they get pissed off at us. Listen, none of it's personal, folks. I am just fighting 18 hours a day right now. Understand that. We are at the parapet at the Alamo here. We're going on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We'll defend this republic, but just know that we are all overworked. We're all basically punch drunk at this point and just moving forward. I want to thank you all for your support. Now, let's go to the latest clip. Now, again, it's 16 minutes long. It's up on Infowars.com. If you want to see the whole thing, that is... Vogel being questioned by their investigators about voter fraud, election fraud. Because when you organize a bunch of voters to engage in fraud, it's then election fraud. Individual doing it is voter fraud. Organized voter fraud is election fraud. And there's also electronic election fraud, so three different types. Rigging the election, video two, mass voter fraud. Let's start playing a few minutes of this while this guy that's smarter than everybody else talks about stealing our republic and robbing democracy. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to play more of this, but I want to back up to the start. Battleground Texas is part of this, and they caught them a few years ago in Texas saying, we're going to have all the illegals and everybody else vote 10 times. Texas will go blue. This is a military takeover. And you heard him saying, we're doing this now at the state legislature level. We cannot be stopped. And then he looks at the camera person and says, what are they going to do? We're in control now. This is called tyranny, folks. We're in control. We're above the law. By the way, guess what Hillary did at the foundation? Nobody cares if she stole billions of dollars from Haitian kids. It's because they're liberal. It's okay to kill them, you know, because liberals are doing it. Turns out they stole the furniture from the State Department, too. And there was an FBI investigation of that. I mean, these are criminals with incredible criminal energy. They are a criminal force. Stay with us.
Thank you.
The Republican establishment is protecting them. Remember that.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards?